Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Right, hello, it's Red News Podcast 207, Nick, who's just reprimanded me that I should start saying what game it's for. So it's for the happy, bouncing performance against Bournemouth, where we win 5-0. Now, I've thought, quick thoughts, random thoughts, Avanti Trains this morning was like a third world delivery service. There were kids, people, basically in racks standing up, and I just thought, this is just my hate of the week, and just it gets worse. And another hate of the week is, you know, when things you try and check expiry dates and they just don't put them in an obvious place anymore. They put them like check, you go to the bottom and it says check the side, and then it's written in such faint fucking photoshopping that it's like just absurd. I just want to see when the fucking thing's going to kill me or not. And I know during the war the Uncle Alberts will come out and say we ate raw eggs that were 6 years out of date and it didn't do us harm. Coggy, sorry mate. We're on the podcast. What do you reckon the score is today?
I know.
Give the score.
Are you hopeful?
1-2.
What? No, not 1-2. 2-1. Oh, thank God for that. What do you reckon?
Same, I'd say, actually. 2-1, I'd say.
Right, okay, hopefully. I'll take that. Any kind of win, and then
yes,
a performance
at this age,
next
with
week.
United playing the way they are, yes.
Do you think we've turned the corner, or...?
Not really, no.
No.
Bayern Munich are going to
do
us one, I'd say, out there. We're too open, like, haven't we?
We are. I did think... I'll go to Nick in a minute, but on Wednesday, there's still teams get through us in the middle, especially in the first half.
Yes, you see with McTominay, and you obviously McTominay's getting us goals, but obviously he's leaving big wide spaces behind him then. So it is what it is.
But you still come over today. Where are you from?
Ireland, Cork. Yeah, Cork. Cork, Ireland.
So you still make, what, did you get stay up last night or make it this morning?
We came over early this morning, so we're up fairly early, all right,
what
yes.
What time?
Sorry, 4 o'clock.
Morning,
4 o'clock. Sorry,
that's
Liz.
Great dedication. Are you tired yet, or are the adrenaline going?
I'm not tired.
She will be tonight.
Who's your favourite player?
Garnacho.
Garnacho. He's had a superb month.
He's
shown me another level that he could reach.
He is. Hopefully, he'll be the next Ronaldo, kind of, isn't it? You'll be hoping.
15 and are you quid then, mate?
Oh, yes,
thank
sorry.
You.
I thought you were giving me a tin or something.
Sorry, thanks for that. And
no bother.
Keep the faith and enjoy it today. Have you been before?
Yeah.
Once before, so this is our second time.
Oh,
so
that's lovely.
Oh, we love it.
What's your name?
Jim.
Jim, you're on the podcast. Thanks a lot for that. Cheers.
No bother.
Yeah, so, just want to fucking check when things are on tins and stuff. Anyway, let it go. So, I'm going to come to you in a minute for the... Wednesday, I wasn't here. I've seen absolute dog shit every time I've been here, basically, this season. So I hope not only have United turned a corner, but my season. Because even the highlights, McTominay's goals I've missed, I'm bringing it selfishly back to me, Nick. But I just want to see a good win. But I will say, Saturday was atrocious. You know, battered. Wednesday was very encouraging. There was fight. We saw the players that we wanted to see play. But... there were times, so there's a lot of like, oh, we've got manager of the month, player of the month, boat race of the month. Hang on here, there are shit shows still around the corner. I know we all want to get carried away, we just want to see you think, but I don't think we have. And the ultimate thing looming, you know, obviously Bayern Munich, but fuck Bayern Munich for now, Scousers, you've got to fucking turn up next week, you lot. You have been a shower of shit more often than not. I look at that league table and I'm still amazed. I hope it has, we've turned a corner. Please God. And I'll tell you what, and here's the thing, here's a lesson for all that squad, and Ten Hag mentioned it last night, was that the two players who've been excellent is McTominay and Maguire. And they're the two players who Ten Hag basically said during the transfer window, you know, I'll accept offers if they're high enough and I don't fancy you. And what have they done? They've got their heads down. What professional footballers, shock horror, should fucking do. So I thought, you know, it's been really pleasing that the two players are the ones not buying into or weren't buying in. No, just went, I'm going to show him. That's what you should be doing. So, did you enjoy it? Seemed good, you know.
Yeah, oh, it was great.
Hello.
I thought the atmosphere was a little better, actually. I thought the game was very reminiscent to... when we beat the Scousers here 2-1 last year, it had a similar sort of vibe to it, similar ebb and flow. We still give them a few chances, didn't we? But on the whole, that's how we should play. And I think there's no coincidence that Martial and Rashford, who are two of the laziest players that we've got in the squad, didn't play. And we get probably, arguably, what might have been the best performance of the season, complete performance of the season for a period of time. So hopefully, you know, I play the same 11 again today. I mean, we're not seeing the team yet, but I play the same 11 again today. And you'd hope for the same kind of performance. I thought there was some great performance. I thought Bruno was outstanding on Wednesday night. I thought he'd never shrugged responsibility of getting the ball. He worked hard. He was brilliant. Amrabat as well. I think that midfield three is probably our best at the moment. And I think that it's no coincidence that we finally had a settled midfield and we got a result out of it. So.
Right, you're on the podcast. Your name is... You're not on the podcast. That's a no. Go on, Nick.
United fancy new one out today. Red News United fancy new one out today.
Go on, you speak for a minute, Nick.
Yeah, I just thought finally, because we had a settled midfield out of it, it really makes a big difference. I know they still got through us, but there was massive improvements in there. I think Amrabat should be that holding midfielder. I think that McTominay as well, is no coincidence with him getting two goals as well when he's playing in a more advanced role. He can't hold the ball up. He's not a defensive midfielder, is he, McTominay? He's someone that should be getting forward and getting into the box with these late runs. I saw someone do a Bobby Charlton comparison to him with these late runs into the box this week, and I thought, whoa, let's calm down a little bit there. But again, you know, that's obviously quite clearly his best role. I still don't think he offers much in terms of the game. I know he got man of the match on Wednesday night, but he showed up for two goals. He probably should have had a hat-trick, if not four. But, you know, again, I still think it was encouraging. And I think today, I'm going to give you a prediction early.
5-0.
Today, yes, I did say 5-0 last night.
Did you?
I did say 5-0 last night.
And
this is the day. This is the day that Højlund gets his first Premier League goal. This is the day.
He's grafted, you know. He's not got his head down to this... Hurricane, you know, like, and then he comes on a sub and he gets us the things. I will say, Garnaccio, I do deserve, because he's shown me a level above. I was getting a bit frustrated, you know, and we were saying impact player, but suddenly you see, and Madrid will have him in 2 years, you see a little twilight of how good, like, he potentially could be. He's immature, but he's a young lad, you know, iron out those more than Anthony, but Anthony had an okay game. We're still getting riled, and let's see, you know, like, I don't want to bounce one game this, bounce like we did last year and the year before. Just do it for 5 or 6 games and then I'll be encouraged, because I'm at that stage where I'm fearful. Not today. Yeah. I surely will win. Please, just selfishly for me. I will say, another hate of the week, United's ability to lock anything into hospitality. We've just drawn against Turkey and they send an email like within minutes seemingly going, and here is your opportunity to see Bayern Munich in a crucial game. You know, everything. We've sold out a ticket for this. How about you can have... Right, and then we're selling the mag today. I could have cried when the heavens opened and the wind is coming, so please, hundreds of hours have gone into it, the Bobby Charlton tributes, the banning order at United, the graft that has gone into this from so many decent reds. Please, if you're listening, buy it. But most importantly, the Manchester mind. I will say, you know, if you don't suffer from mental health issues, then really good, you know, and I hope you never do. I was fine in my 20s and 30s, and then life came a hold and chiseled away at me. My mum and dad got poorly. I have anxiety. I'm not afraid or ashamed to say it, but sometimes my head can wobble, and after the Monday after the funeral, my head wobbled more than it has in decades, and then I went to my wife, like, nearly a bit tearful, and I said, I'm really, like, the world seems imploding. It's hard to explain, because you can't explain to another person what's going on in your own head, but it felt a relief just chatting. And the day got better, and I chiseled it in 2 hours, get through the next hour to the next, and I just saw, you know, mind do wonderful things. We don't have the answers, but come along for a chat. We'll talk the questions through. But if you can support the Manchester Mind fundraiser, and just saying, like, I know, like, the cliche, but to talk, and I was umming and ahhing, even to my wife, we've been together 20 years, and I said, I'm bad, I'm really bad, worse than I've been. And it just felt better. It felt like a weight of ridiculous. Anyway, getting back to the famous Manchester United, there was ABUism, as the trains have been cancelled, shit show. There were Reds, a dad and his lad, and I thought, yes, get in. The 6:29 was cancelled for the 7 o'clock this morning, and some fucking tosser of anti-bloke walked past and went, oh, you're playing. And I actually thought I could grapple with him now. But I thought, it takes, what damage did we do to their lives that a man is showing anger to a fucking kid at 6:55 in the morning? And I will. There will be one last grapple in me, and I don't know when it is. It'll be when someone abuses me selling. But I just thought, like, thank God we won all those things when we did, because it scarred people like that, you bastard. Right, anything? Please don't be a false dawn. Rashford, I don't know, it's an interesting one. I think he must be injured, but there is all of them, you know, that layers of... player agents and fucking Kev, you're on the podcast. What's the prediction? Oh,
no. 1-0 win will do, mate.
Well, yeah, no, it does all.
It's like all of them, you know, it's the entourages. It's like strange mechanisms. Sometimes we can't play because you get threatened with suing, but the hangers on and the entourages. But we'll say it's nothing new. Even Rude, you know, one of the greatest strikers you've ever seen, he was kicking off something bottom behind the scenes for a good period near the end of his days. So it's not always we hold the light up after they've left us, but there's a lot of shit that goes on, but they've got to stop it. Read the mag and the gassing gossip, because we're getting more info than, you know, I don't want to get that kind of info because it shows that the whole thing is chaotic sometimes. But Ten Hag always comes out fighting, and if he has done lighter training, I thought McTominay referring to it was interesting because there's obviously a little power play between players and manager, like there is when good and bad, you know, like even in our greatest period, Michael was offering Keane, you know, like that's what happens at a football club.
It's true, it's what winners do, isn't it, though? Again,
sorry, yeah. Nick, I'm on
no,
one.
No, no, it's true. And to be fair, I actually did decide to flick on because I do really like listening to Roy Keane. And they decided to stick on that, you know, that new Gary Neville thing, you know, they stick to football. I don't know if you've watched any of them. But that's what they were basically saying on it as well. He's like, that's what good teams do, is that, you know, you're not content with it. And you see the stuff that Matic has come out with this week as well about, you know, the lateness and them collecting £75,000 in fines and they were going to spend it on a big party in London. And you just think, that's not what a winning culture does, is it? First of all, the lateness doesn't happen. Secondly, is you don't then reward yourself and pay for your own party, do you? So I just think that's where we've been. And again, you know, this is why I still think that sticking by the manager, and I know a lot of people have been wavering on it and all the rest of it, but this is why I think sticking by the manager, because he's out in these players. And he's pushing, and you say that it's true, because he's pushing players like Maguire, he's pushing players like McTominay and saying, you are going
to
go out.
Game,
and they
yeah.
have raised their game, and fair play to
well,
them.
Maguire's
but again,
passing.
That's what we need from people like Rashford now, so that's why dropping him,
yeah.
you hope you get that response from him, otherwise get out.
Yeah, yeah,
it's that simple.
But there's the mute, you know, we debated the contract, you know, any player on £350,000 here, it's just laughable, but giving it and then seeing a dip is like almost, it's not unforgivable, that's probably over dramatic, but it's like it's disappointing, Marcus. And I will like Maguire, we talk a lot of shit on this, as the regulars will know, but we were saying Maguire, actually, if he comes into the team with the ball, because he's better at passing than Vic, who looks like a scared sheep. You know, like, and I like Nick's faces when it was, and it was taken out of context, but Martial might get new contract for a year. Nick's. Right, a couple of things before it's going to be a mess one afterwards. Nick may do one, I may try and do one quickly. Blame Avanti. But the mind thing, you can also donate a second mag. Got a long list of Reds, older Reds, you know, who can't afford it, and we're going to try and sort them, but it also donates. But I'm marching and I need to step it up. But I was marching and near me lives a European Cup winning player. Not only that, hiya mate, you're on the podcast. What do you reckon?
Today?
Quickly, yes.
3-0 Ireland hat trick.
Whoa!
Oh, I like it.
You're on the pod, lads.
We reckon 2-0, mate, don't we?
2-0, we'll take it.
Who's going to score?
Garnacho. Hoyland.
Hoyland.
Yeah, yeah. Cheers. A lot of people first have said today's the day he's going to get his first goal. Like, so
thanks for that. Cheers, lads. Thank you. Thank you. But yeah, you know, Maguire gets the ball. But like, let's don't start. I know the 1 year renewals, but then we give them 5 year deals, and then it's like, hang on, we've been here before. But so the mind. So I was walking, and then I just saw a man with lots of Selfridges bags, and I thought, my God, it's Teddy Sheringham on my first day of walking, and literally a restraining order could have been given. There was the context of him, obviously he's had a mellow day shopping on, you know, whatever he does these days, and me bouncing on him, trying to recreate the goal, saying I interviewed you in 98. He did give me his number. I haven't checked if he's given me his wrong number, but he said he'd do an interview for the mag. So how random, I thought the omens are good, that I bumped into, on my first walk, Teddy Sheringham. Sorry.
He's definitely giving you his fake number. He's definitely giving
I'll
you a fake
so
number.
I'll be so upset if he has. I was in. He was in the middle of the road, and I said, "Get out of the middle of the road, Teddy." While I'm recreating the goal to him,
just flicking your leg at him?
He said, "Where did you interview me?" And I'd suddenly forgotten. I thought I literally looked like a bloke because there's a lot of people who don't like him in that area, you know. So anyway,
and you still don't know where you interviewed him, even to this
day. It's one of those Planet Hollywood concept. What was the one with Bruce Willis? I don't know. It's one of them. Because they've got a tropical one, a Hollywood one, and you're looking at me.
I've not got a fucking
do you know, like a film one? And They're cafe restaurants, yeah. But they set up a few, didn't they?
I don't know.
I can remember the decor, but that doesn't help. I thought, I'm going to tell Teddy Tearing about the decor, and I thought, leave it. Just end it now. I could have, like, carried home. I thought, let's go for a pint, Teddy.
I did read an article yesterday, put his house on the market for sale, actually. I don't know if the two correlate.
His house is called?
Is it?
Camp Nou.
Oh, yeah, I did know that. Yeah.
Class, that'll wind up people. That'll wind up the ABUs at 6. On that note, right, you're going 5-0. We'll do more of this on Tuesday, okay? To the regiment. 5-0. Yeah, 5-0. I'm going goody. And then I'll be rocked back to earth. It's going
to
storm.
Look the wind to is coming in, but you can help. Side.
Andy, you're going to be interviewed by us quickly.
How are you
Andy,
doing?
What do you think the score is today?
I think Manchester United will win against these Basque, Bournemouth, whatever we call them. Barney, we've just put a picture out of me and you on Twitter. No. We're basically wearing the same clothes. With boots, jeans, black top.
See, that's fanzine attire.
You need a Santa hat now, you can join.
I do need a Santa hat, but good luck with Red News today.
Thanks, Andy.
Hope it goes
and
all right.
By UWS Cheers. As well as us.
Yeah.
To the regiment. Right, we'll speak after. Cheers, everyone. Just a little add-on. I always forget around this time is having the Santa hat reminds me of having hair. And I just flow it back like one of those Oil of Ulay adverts that's... Is it Pete Shaw's mentioned it? Anyway, but it just feels like hairs. It feels accommodating. Right, I'm an extra because I'm joined with John and his lad. First ever game?
Yes,
here.
Indeed.
How do you feel? First impressions?
Good.
Is it exciting? Have you had lots of photos yet off by Dad?
We have, yes. Yeah. More importantly, the Trafford pub. So I got a badge of honour in.
How's it feel?
Yeah, really good. Yeah, it's, I'm not sure if he grasps the whole experience yet, but
you'll always remember it and the photos.
Yes, yeah.
And then when you're inside, yeah, and that, it must be special.
Yeah,
for you.
It is, because it reminds me of my first time. So, and that was I think my first home game was 96-97.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
What, so, did we win that day?
2-1 against Southampton.
Right, okay, we'll take that. Prediction today, what's the score?
1-0.
We'll take that. We win. That's all that counts. We might get 5. I think we'll get 5 today. What's yours, John?
I'm going to go... Actually, I'm going to take my friend Julian's prediction. 3-2. Right. 3-2 United.
Oh, please no conceding. Don't panic. What time did you get up this morning to make it?
Well, we got the coach from Milton Keynes at 8:45 this morning, but I had to travel last night from Reading. My parents live in Milton Keynes.
All worth it.
Yeah. So it started last night, technically.
I'm not going to hold you back any longer. Get all the photos, enjoy it. And cheers, John. Thanks.
Yeah, cheers, bye.
Hiya, so just a continuation on from before. Barney's given us some points to do to take over. I'm going to read them out because he sent me on WhatsApp before. And he's told me not to laugh. And I got the tram back with him and he looked like a broken man. So I was trying to cheer him up and I said, look, if you don't laugh, you'll cry, you know, watching this football club, because you take one step forward and suddenly before you know it, you're going to have one step back. And Barney sent this exact message on WhatsApp, which I've just got to read, because he's put points. No laughing, it's crying. That's his first message. Shit trains. I mean, he was up early this morning, God bless him. The rain was horrific. It was absolutely biblical. That last 30, 40 minutes of selling was an absolute monsoon. It was absolutely awful. It really was absolutely so wet. I missed the first goal because I was drying myself off under the dryers in the ground. Barney's book, we're in absolute shambles. We're in a couple and we're ready to get giddy and then we get embarrassed. But this is like Ole last year. There's just no fight. Just wanted Moments FC to win one game. Couldn't even do that. Shambles. Mix of anger and sadness and feeling of thunder cunting. Look at our goal difference. Just, and then the following messages just say, I can't believe that, I can't believe it, fuck it, and I could cry. And that's pretty much it. And my response was, pull yourself together. That was that, but I don't really know how you do, because that was absolutely disgraceful. I mean, sending a message by starting Martial today, and I know I pick on him more than anybody, but starting a message with today, with playing Martial, not keeping the same team, was just absolutely, genuinely baffling. And other people saying, well, he's resting Hoyland for Bayern and stuff. Why? You need the points in the league. You need to win every game. You're up against it. People are talking about your job and this, that, and the other. You need to go out there and win that. I'm going to go quickly because we only need to do a quick second here because everyone's fucking off and leaving for a variety of different ones. But we're in the Pev. I'm joined by Paul and Danny as well. I'm going to go to Paul first, if he can hear me, and hopefully you can hear it as well, and see what his thoughts were.
What, today?
Yeah, just in general.
General, what today was. And first of all, start with a lineup, and then go, you know, and then your thoughts on today.
Lineup. All right, we've said this before the last couple of weeks. Still, it's a gamble playing Shaw at centre back when you've got an established centre halves on the bench. I'm not sure if was Lindelof on the bench as well today. Yeah, two centre halves on the bench and you're playing your best left back. It's not paying dividends, is it? I know his preference is to have a left-footed player at left centre back, but you know it's a bit of a hill to die on that, and it's not paying dividends at all. Martial ahead of Hoyland. Again, I presume Hoyland's had a bit of a knock. If he's resting him, it's a wild decision, really. About Martial, I know he's had a lot of criticism. People are like, coming away from the ground, people are moaning like hell. I thought he was all right today, you know, for the first hour. I honestly thought that was one of his better games. I mean, it's one of them. I don't think today's performance was anything like as fucking dismal as we saw last Saturday against Newcastle. But again, it just all comes down to mentality and game management. Something goes against you, you've got to be able to respond to it. And we're completely incapable of that. It was fucking miserable, really. You know, 3-0 defeat to Bournemouth at home, and we were just so far off it.
Are you surprised, though?
No, not in the slightest, because that's us. We're just that's how schizophrenic United are currently. It's dismal stuff. It's really, really, really poor.
We were at least slightly expecting today that we'd win. I mean, I think if you asked every single Red, you would have thought we would have won today.
I did expect us to win. You know, you do your score predictions, you did the Super 6 and all that. I had United to win, but I said to these, we were in the cab on the way to the ground, and I said it'd be so on brand for us to... I said this has just got Manchester United 0 Bournemouth 1 written all over it, and it was worse than that, which again I can't say I'm surprised, because this is just what we're like, isn't it? What I find most disappointing is that I just wish there was a kind of reaction to this. You know, I would like Ten Hag to come out, rather than constantly telling us that we're going in the right direction. Like, for Christ's sake, come out and... I don't know, maybe he sees that as jumping the shark and moving into Mourinho territory, where you start lashing out. You know what I mean? Maybe he sees that as an admission of failure, but it can't go on like this.
You're right, Ed, because Ranić come out, didn't he, last year? And that was exactly what he said. He basically told the truth. He didn't try and con us all, he just said... Shit, we need open heart surgery here, lads. We don't need one player or two. This is, you know, we're in trouble. Whereas I think Ten Hag's sort of masking it by saying, you know, it's all rosy in the garden, and it isn't. We know that.
He's saying it's all rosy. I'd be happier if he was a little bit more honest and said, like, this is unacceptable. This is like fucking really, really bad. Because it is, you know, no disrespect to Bournemouth, they came, they tried to hold the shape, but, you know, they were, I don't think that's a true reflection of how the game was 3-0. I'm not trying to...
No, it was almost three chances, three goals,
yeah.
Wasn't it? It was almost.
We did play some decent stuff today, but you're going to get games like that where the ball's not running for you, but you've got to overcome that. You've got to start winning games.
It's every game, though. We're used to teams sitting back, aren't we? And we need to learn to break them down. And again, it comes back to having no real creative outlet, you know, and again... That's what it is, isn't it? You know,
that's the job. That's what the job is.
Without going all right, Keane, it is, though, isn't it? It's kind of like, we haven't got enough players to create.
The biggest issue.
Martial, Vegos,
Ronaldo even to an extent in that early second part of the season. If you can't get the ball to the strikers, you're not going to score enough goals,
biggest
and
issue.
Our goal difference is indicative of that, and it's got score.
The biggest issue, people look at the defence because we're leaking goals. You look up front because we're missing chances. The biggest issue we've got is that midfield. That midfield is not good enough. Honestly, none of them are. And you look at Bruno and it just runs around like an headless chicken. McTominay's not good enough. He's scored 5 goals, so everyone thinks he's good. I'd play McTominay up front. He's not good enough in centre midfield.
He was really poor.
Have not got a midfield.
He was hiding again today.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, and I don't think he was overly great against Chelsea on Wednesday. Just scored 2 goals.
The amount of times me and him said, "Show for it, just show for the ball," because you're hiding behind players. They're not coming for the ball.
Which, in fairness, is one of the things that I can't say about Bruno. He doesn't shy away from it. He continually took the responsibility.
Trying to do too much.
Yeah, that's the other opposite.
I said that in a week. He's trying to. That's the issue. You've said it a couple of times this season, but he stands out. He's taking far too many risks because of the lack of everything else.
I generally think Bruno's a really good footballer. I really do. I really wholeheartedly believe he's a brilliant footballer.
He could fit, people might laugh at this, City fans might disagree, he could fit in their team.
100%, I think he could.
He wouldn't be doing that much. Look at when we first signed him, it was pretty simple. He got the ball, he shot, he put a cross in. You didn't need to fuck about with it, but
his game is changing.
Look how good you are.
It's getting worse because he's having to do more and more and more.
Yeah, yeah.
And Amrabat's playing. I haven't merely made my mind up. I wasn't expecting amazing things, but he's playing far too deep. Playing as like an additional centre. He's playing as an additional centre half. He's playing almost between the two.
That's the way because Maguire and Shaw were both going forward in the box in that first half.
I mean, I know Paul.
That's why he's sitting back. He's obviously.
I know Paul touched on it before, but why you wouldn't have Varane and Maguire and Short left back? Why today would you play that team at the back? Why, unless Varane is not fully fit, why would you have him on the bench? It doesn't make sense. And you looked at the game today, Reguilón, he can't even get his Spurs side, can he?
The rumours were on Wednesday that Varane and Ten Hag have had a major, major fallout, and that's why he wasn't even in the squad on Wednesday.
Why is he even on the bench then? What's the point? Another fallout.
That's the question today. That's why I'm confused. It kind of bugs that theory about it. But, I mean, God help us in the next few games. I mean, Bayern, Liverpool,
West Ham. We'll beat Bayern.
Villa.
That's a sort of up and down sort of weird season we have.
It's a good word to describe it, as you said, though. It's just, only saving grace is they got battered 5-1 today and they're already top of the group.
It's like last Wednesday, there was a bit of a response to the Newcastle game. They could well go out and beat Bayern. We could end up, there's a very distinct possibility that we'll beat Bayern and Galatasaray Copenhagen could turn out to be a draw.
They're
pretty evenly matched teams. We might, you know, that might be a massive boost. We might end up sniding our way into the knockouts. No, but it could happen. I'm not saying we'll stay in the competition.
You described it as sniding our way in there.
Tuesday's doable. It always is.
There's a 25% chance that we will get through.
Yeah.
My old fella told me he watched Bayern versus
Copenhagen
and said Bayern were just like literally half paced, didn't give a shit, and he said he like completely phoned it in. Exactly the opposite of what everyone's been saying. Bayern always play the best team, the same way. Could well happen that it might end up getting through.
Let's be honest, long and short, this Man United side is whoever scores the first goal is probably going to win.
I think you're right, because our reds go down.
We can see our reds go down.
Our reds go down.
You know, you look at Everton away, you get the first goal.
You know, if you score one way goal, four at us.
Okay, we were 2-0 up against Galatasaray recently when we threw it away, but we're not getting beat when we score the first goal. That's at least something. So
actually, I'm interested.
It's almost like if another team score the first goal, we might as well go home.
This season, or the last two seasons, how many times have we gone behind and won? I don't know.
Brentford this year.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Big
I don't know. No, to win,
it makes no odds.
It's irrelevant. But the other thing is, I left on Wednesday against Chelsea thinking I enjoyed the game. I thought we played really well. I thought Chelsea, all right, missed some chances and better teams would have put them away.
Yeah.
It's a good game to watch. And I was more impressed after the Newcastle game how much we put into it energy wise. All right, Martial wasn't playing, Rashford wasn't playing, so the lazy bastards weren't playing. We were more mobile. We were closing players down. What you'd call now pressing.
Was that your plan?
But also we were tracking back. You know,
yeah.
We were tracking back and helping the defence. I thought we played really well on Wednesday night, and it was a really good game to watch.
I think one of the biggest indictments of them, though, is that it's just proof again how little they care. As a collective, it's like it was there for them today. You know, we had a bit of a boost in the week in that everyone around us loses. It's like 3 points behind City. You know what I mean? There's a chance to try
and
to.
They play tomorrow, so we would have been level.
There's a chance to build. I'm not talking about in reference to City, but there's a chance to build as a collective a little bit of momentum to make the next 3 months more pleasurable for them.
As
a group of work colleagues, you know what I mean? And it's like the lack of fucking care. You know what I mean? We all work, you know, it's like you have a good result, you have a good project or whatever, you have a good week, you go in on the Monday a little bit invigorated and thinking let's fucking continue this, but there doesn't seem to be any. It was there for them today to do that, and it's like it's neglect.
Do you think you were complacent then?
I don't think they were complacent. It was just as per usual. It's negligent, isn't it? It's fucking.
And there's a lack of fight and passion. I mean, you look at that last weekend with Alan screaming at the referee and that screen picture that they did, which was quite good actually. But you look at that and you think if that had been, it's a shit decision. Don't get me wrong, from the ref. But if you look at that, if that had been us, would Martial or Rashford been that passionate? I think Rashford would have been walking off. That picture, that painting would have been of his back with his hands in his pockets, because there's no care, no passion, no fight, no spirit. You know, when you look at days gone by at Keane doing shit like that, he'd have been like Arlen would, wouldn't he? Because in that heat of the moment, when you're in the game, you're passionate.
Fucking that's what we're saying. Passionate. We need Alan Smith and fucking Heinz back. Fucking clenched fists and wolf whistles.
I think it was funny though, because Riaz just said to me then that, because he sits behind the dugout, doesn't he? And he said the Bournemouth coaches came back from half time. And he said to one of the his mate who sits next to him, said to one of the Bournemouth coaches, do you fancy taking Martial back with you on the coach? Like, you know, have you got a spare space for him? And one of the Bournemouth coaches turned around to him and said, no, he's not very good. Bournemouth don't even want him.
Wow.
And we're going to give him a rumoured new deal, apparently.
And that's how fucking bad, because I thought he did all right.
There you go. Exactly, he did all right the first half.
Anyway,
moving on. It just made me laugh.
Barney, you've done very well to get this out of us, because it's a very, very despondent fucking...
nothing worse than what Barney was on that trail.
Right, nothing worse than that.
You're
very lucky. I can't believe anyone wants to listen to it, to be honest with you. We've done you a great service here in presenting, in coming up with anything to say whatsoever. Anyway,
so leave it there.
In wrapping it up, I want to do a shout out to Mikey, who probably foresaw this before the game, because he said, I can't be arsed. So, fair play to the lad. He's gone out last night, he's had a skinful, he's completely flirted the match. He made it out to get his hair cut today. And I just had a text off him. He said he's got a joint of beef in the oven. He's opened a bottle of red wine. And he said he's considering a season ticket for the Manchester Storm. Make of that what you will.
Good lad.
Does Gary Pallister's brother still play for him? Is he still involved?
I've got no idea. I don't even know what sport they play, Nick.
Yeah.
Ice hockey.
I like
that.
His brother Mark played ice hockey for him during the 90s, didn't he, when his brother was...
I don't remember that. But anyway, enjoy your Saturday evening, Michael.
I don't think we need to do hates of the week today.
You've got a hate?
Go for it.
My pet hate is whoever was sat next to Barney today. And I hopefully it's no one Barney knows, but the running commentary during the game, mate, down me friggin' ear. There was just no need for it. Honestly, I was looking for the remote to turn the fucker down. shut up. I don't need to know every ball who's played to whoever. So I hope you're listening, pal, and maybe next time you sit there, if you ever do, you won't do it. Good night.
I gave my hate of the week the other night. I won't go through my other hates. I will just leave you with just thank you very much for everyone that bought the mag today. It was ridiculously hard selling towards the end. Again, as I mentioned before, just every single person today that stopped and had a word. Obviously, the people that donated to Mind as well. We made a few quid. I've not counted it all up, but we made a few quid for Mind today. That's all going to go in the charity. I've still got a 30k run to do. It'll be the biggest run I've ever done by 10k. I'm absolutely shitting it, so I'll be posting that hopefully towards Barney. Maybe you might stick out on the socials when it happens. It'll be on Thursday the 21st of December. That is going to be pure pain. I know, but last year when I did that 22k, I threw up and I was ill for 2 days, and I thought, well, this would be a great idea to do another 8 more k on top of that. Why not? But again, look, it's for a good cause. Thank you very much everyone that bought the mag, and for the Mind donations as well. I'm going to leave it here, because if you're still listening, fucking fair play to you. Hold the regiment.
Hello everyone. This is a not so fun edition of the travel log. I'm in Saigon, Ho Chi Minh, as it's now called, but apparently they want to change it back to Saigon. I've had a lovely few days where I've not had to watch United. Where have I been? Last time I spoke, if Barney's included this, I was in a place called Tam Kok. Absolutely incredible. One of the best places I've ever been. The day after was incredible. Just beautiful. Since then I've been Hoi An, which again was really good. On that, whilst I was there was a really shitty day of weather, so I did my part for the fundraiser and rode a really, really shit little bike, 45k, in horrible weather around the area, because, you know, it's the most I could do. It's not a massive amount in terms of what I could probably ride, like, but on that bike it was horrible. Yeah, and now I'm in Ho Chi Minh, Saigon, and just watched United be really, really shit again. And I know I've briefly spoken in the group about things, and I don't know if this will probably come across as bad, but if he's gonna carry on playing that goalkeeper, then he's gonna get what he deserves, to be fair. I know we lost 3-0 and we were 1-0 down, and that wasn't his fault. But the second one, we were still in it, and then they scored a goal with no one in net. He was in net, but he wasn't saving it, and it just, that loses all momentum. The game's gone. The game is gone at 2-0. And then, you know, they could easily have scored, well, they did score two more, but one of them was disallowed. But we've said it before multiple times. If Unana's playing, we're going to concede these shit goals. And sadly, if the manager keeps playing him, which he's going to do, it's going to cost him his job. And losing 3-0, could have been 4, they hit the post. These are the games that are going to cost him his job. And, you know, if he's going to keep doing it, then it's his own fault, quite frankly. It's not that I want him to go, but if you're going to keep doing the same, if you're going to keep making the same mistake again by playing someone who is not a good goalkeeper, then you cannot complain when you're losing. So, but yeah. I understood Højlund not being started because obviously Tuesday is a massive game, and on paper we should have won today. So I get that. But we were just terrible. But it just, when it was 1-0, it was 1-0, and it was like, right, something could happen and we'll score, and you never know, something might happen. We were having chances, we were having half chances. But then as soon as the second one goes in, it's game over. But yeah. I've had a lovely evening, other than the football. It's like, Ho Chi Minh's a bit seedy. It's a lot more like, yeah, happy ending spas and stuff like that compared to everywhere else. Not that I've been in any of them, just to put it on the record. The only happy ending I wanted tonight was United to win 2-1 after conceding early and going on to win, but that didn't happen. I'm rambling now. I've no idea what the others are going to say. Fair play to them, because the weather looked horrible. If it was bad for me watching it here with 50p beers and nice warm weather, I can't imagine what it was like for the guys selling and sitting and watching it in real life. So fair play to them. And I don't know when the next game I'm going to watch is, because Bayern's going to be far too late for me here. I'm just really deflated, to be fair. I thought we've been playing badly for weeks, but we've been getting results, and I just feel like, especially, like, I know we said that Ratcliffe was going to be taking over a few weeks ago. It's going to happen at any point, and I just think that as soon as he takes over, well, inverted commas, brackets, takes over, I just think there'll be a change. Like Coggy asked me before when I said that I think it might happen, he said, who would you want instead? And that's not my job, and it's not my job. And to be honest, I've no idea who should take over. But I feel that Ten Hag is tied down by his signing the players that he signed, and he's sticking with them, and he's too stubborn, and he should be dropping them, and he's not dropping them, and it's going to cost him his job. I think the new regime's going to come in and they'll make a decision. Whether it's the right thing or not, I don't know. But who knows? Right, I'm going to go. It's very warm here. It's 12:30 at night. It's very warm, but I'm going to go and get some sleep. And yeah, try and forget that I've just wasted 2 hours watching that shite. Right, goodbye everyone. Glory, glory, Man United. To the regiment. I sound so depressed, I know, but I'm not. I'm having the time of my life. I'm just deflated about that game because it just shouldn't have happened, and it's making me think and say things that I just didn't want to be saying. But if it keeps happening, what else can you do? Right, goodbye everyone. See you later. Ta-da.
So I was really hoping that Nick and Paul and that were going to offer their things, but they say it's too loud, and I think that's just a get out. So nobody wants to do this. Definitely Paul, who never wants to do it if we've beaten anyone 6-0. And there was a point afterwards we got the tram. Today's been utter shit. The trains, the weather, the football, beer cans on the train are nice, but I said to Nick, I didn't see it coming. I was really upset, really angry. Honestly, like, I know we're shit. Like, I knew we were going to get done at Anfield, and we may, like, fight a little bit against Bayern. But honestly, in a million scenarios, thought, well, we'll beat Bournemouth, even though Bournemouth have done okay. But we're that we can't even do that. We don't have the intelligence. And I did think people got carried away after Wednesday, one game, and that's how desperate we are for it. But giving the player of the month, all of that was fucking troubling, because that's not where we're at in a million years. And sadly, I think we're worse than I even feared. Because I don't think Bournemouth would have won 3-0 away from home. I'll tell you where they did Everton last season. So that's where we're at now. Because we're not a fucking top six, we're not a top eight. We had 71% possession. I feel like I could cry. I watched the same things where Bruno goes down a couple of times holding his ankle. I think that's deja vu from a couple of years ago. Maguire was all right. Arambet I thought was all right. And apart from that, and Martial actually had a decent 20 minutes, but we're in such a thing that, as someone said to Shane, it ain't about his performance today. It's just the general thing that we're approaching a testimonial for a player who had to leave 3 or 4 years ago. Had to leave. What is he starting our games for? He's not why we lost today. But I like Hoyland. I think most of us agree. But I said, when the cheer went up, we're cheering on a player who hasn't even scored in the Premier League. That sort of sums up where we're at. I'm not the booing and the... We're free-falling. And I just wanted... Moments FC, I just wanted to win a game of football today because of all the hassles, all I've seen them shine to this season. And it's not, it's a bit selfish. But we've seen the bad. We haven't had the highs, we haven't had the goons. And we're just travelling to watch us get done. Four, is it four, Old Trafford? Hello, Shane.
Yeah, it was poor. I was hoping Connor might take the thing. He doesn't want to know either. But, I nick Connor's line because, you know, halfway through the first half, I think Connor turned around to me and said, you know, we start, like, you think, oh, actually, we're doing all right here. You know, we've got a lot of the ball and it's being zipped about a bit. But we don't create much at all. And then Bournemouth got the ball and they just cut us open within one move and had a chance. And you realise, actually, it's no disrespect to Bournemouth at all. But you think, this is Bournemouth at home. And they're making us look like us. You know, they're doing their smash and grab.
Yeah, bollocks that, Shane. There should be disrespect for Bournemouth. I'm sorry, I know, like...
But we can't do that anymore because we're in a very, very average place and, you know, we're looking... I'd say, like, we started to accept mediocrity and... But, you know, Maguire's had a good run recently, probably still not where we want, but, yeah. But we still... But he's a centre-back, but we still let him three goals. But, I thought Garnacho again... If I'm honest with you, football wise, you know, I had a lovely few pints before. The social side was great as always. But the only thing on the pitch today that lifted me as a fan was Garnacho. And, like, you know, he's trying stuff. But I'm looking at him.
I hate this advert.
But I'm looking at. We'll sort it. See it, say it. Oh, jeez.
Has anyone ever in the world seen it, said it, sorted it?
It's actually an animatic thing. It's only, like, that advert thing's been going for about 3 years. And I thought it was saying, see it, say it, sort it. It's only recently I've realised it's sorted. And, you know, it's like, and I'm thinking that's, you know, and that's because you've heard it so many times. I find myself unconsciously, are they saying sort it or sorted?
I thought it meant sort it. So I thought it was sorted.
I think it's sorted, isn't it? Yeah.
If they haven't even seen it, how can they say it sorted?
It's like it's
the problem sorted. The problem is sorted.
Yeah, if they didn't know there was a problem, how could they have sorted it?
So actually, maybe the best thing about today is that you are behind me on understand that. But the Garnacho thing is, but all I was thinking today was he's the one bright light. But I was looking at him today thinking he's looking at players around him. And as Connor said, like, he's ahead of them in his footballing brain already as a youngster. He's not going to hang about. Like, his advice is going to say,
"Don't be quite light."
Yeah. And it should be a young player's, you know, dream. But of course, he's you know, an Argentinian player that was born in Madrid and brought up in Madrid. Why is he going to hang around, like, when he's got a club that are going to conquer?
All with,
you know. I don't know. I just think today was a big low, and I hate to say it because I've always backed him. And I hate the managers getting recycled, blah blah blah. But we all know there's deep rooted things. I think it's very hard to see Ten Hag surviving this one because 3-0 at home to Bournemouth is a low.
Could have been 4-0 apparently. I tell you, like, I feel like no, it was disallowed. I feel like this is like Ollie's last 12 months where we win. And we hope that there's something, and there isn't, and then you lose. And I find it a mix of anger, sadness, and you say that the social side was meeting loads of people, but obviously not many stopped for a chat because of the weather. So I sold. So my day has been a vanity shit. And that's not, that's just what happens sometimes. And look at the Reds who travel thousands of miles, you know, for a ways when it's, and we're in the pub. But I just, anger, sadness, and I did the Kindle Red News, and it alerts you to problem words. And when you put the Kindle, press send, it says, "Do you accept thunder cunt as a word?" And I couldn't even remember where the mag had said thunder cunt. Today is thunder cunting, and that's what I left. And like Nick says, you know, like, you should expect this, but maybe just delusional, like, to think shit time, just let's have some fun. I can't remember the last time I had fun watching United, honestly. I know, like, because of Wednesday not being there, but actually, when was the last time you left a game thinking we really played well? We don't score. I mean, literally, how many goals have we scored this season in the league? The goal difference is minus again. And that's not... Wasn't it 2 years ago our goal difference was plus zero? Wasn't it a year ago where our goal difference was teetering and we just got positive and we cheered? And then it's a decade since Moyes' tweet. And, like, are we any different? If you'd have given Moyes a 12-year contract, are we any different? We had that flirtation, you called it, Shane.
But I said...
Well, they walked off in disgust.
And I know I keep repeating it, but... I don't know, it was probably 6 years ago now, but I said, you know, we're 10 years away from a title and we had a bit of a row about it. So it was under Mourinho. Oh. But we feel as far away, if not further away.
Paul, I said that when Fergie went, I said it might be 20 years and everyone laughed at me, but it's atrocious. Yeah. We've got three problem words, it sound like Alan Anson here: passion, desire, effort. We ain't got any of it. We're just useless. Just terrible. But today's the worst. Today's
you look
the worst.
Resigned at half time, which I haven't seen you.
Yeah, today's usually... the worst of the season. It's the worst of the season.
Well, Connor reckons it's one of the worst you've ever.
Yeah, well, it's probably the worst I've been to ever.
What, even Liverpool at home?
Yeah, I'd say it's worse than Liverpool at home. 5-0.
Because of the standard.
Yeah. It's awful. Like, we was a man down in that as well, don't forget. Like, and it was Liverpool. Like, Liverpool always fucking drum us.
Would you want to see him do more? If you play football, what do you want to see him do more? Or less?
Win,
or what do
try, we... run.
Yeah. No, but we talked at, like, when we were 1-0 down.
As I said, passive effort desire.
No, but when we were 1-0 down, we were very stupid. And, like, we came out the second half, we started shooting, and there's a thing in the Bobby Charlton in the head where Bobby Charlton said, don't if you shoot,
yeah,
you will never get slagged off in this club. You know, like, words that I've used the exact... But if you shoot... And then we stopped doing it. What, Connor, what do you... Like, sorry, I know you...
Like... I don't know. Everyone's just crap, apart from Garnacho and Maguire, who are both average today. Like, they're all right. Apart from that, everyone else just shite. No one runs. It, but it's been the same for the last, like you just said, 10 years. Nothing's really changed, has it?
Movement off the ball.
But then we just get caught in this. Is it the pressure? Is it
the thing? The thing that gets me a little bit is
you've been saying the same thing after a game since for the last 10 years. Yeah. So
it's a bit like we've had a. If you think about it, it's balmy, really. You think of the turnover of players, a churn. Like Di Maria played. For
Don't say churn, Shane. Ed Woodward used to say that.
Did he? Well, a churn.
Sorry, I think Nick took exception that I'm that angry. Like, I don't mean that in an aggressive way.
I'm trying to think of a word now. Like, turnover sounds a bit David Brent. What do we say? Like,
we've had
a lot of change of players.
Morgan Schneiderlin.
But when you think of Morgan Schneiderlin, we've had all these things, you know, Herrera, we've had all these players come in.
Oh, he loved United.
But we're basically recycling players. Like, I know it's only, I'm repeating what I said last time, but it's a bit like, Amrabat, he played all right on Wednesday, but I think he looks far, far, far away from a Premier League player.
I thought he was all right today.
No, he wasn't. He was no. like, and I think, and no. I'm thinking,
Amrabat,
like,
Amrabat,
yeah,
no, he was awful.
Yeah. But it's not his fault. But what he looks like
just
is
harking to Mark's point. If we'd have taken him off, it would have been 5 or 6. Yeah,
but it's looking like
McTominay would.
He looks
Bruno.
Like, but. Amrabat looks
Bruno,
like to me.
I would leave out. I would.
You've
I
got
would,
it.
I would have dropped him months ago.
We'd be even more fucked without him, though.
No. Yeah, I thought
he was so good
player,
on
yeah.
Wednesday.
Yeah.
He wasn't our best player today, though, Shane.
No, but it goes back to that standards. Is he's trying? But the Amrabat thing is, I guess what I'm trying to say is, it's not like I'm not picking out the players. I'm not trying to anyway. It's the fact that we're signing or loaning players. Like we buy Fred. Fred costs 50 million. Everyone said he's not good enough. We offload him and we bring in another Fred.
Can I just say, for reference point, in July, I said, if we say we're missing Fred, we're fucked. This is the fifth podcast where reference has been made that Fred could be back here and doing that. Fred, and I will readily say, no, but I would say, with Fred coming on as a sub, we'd be doing better than we're. That's how, sorry, people.
The point is, we're making is, we're selling Fred, and a manager comes in and we're thinking, oh yeah, he's cleaning all day, but we're not upgrading on Fred, we're getting another Fred in, and it's just not good. Yeah. The other thing, like going off on a random tangent, is he's got like a lot of grief, the goalkeeper. I was just going to say, I think he makes very exaggerated saves. Against Everton, there's a clip where he just catches a ball and then he dives to the floor. Today there was when they nearly scored. There was a score today where he tipped. He kind of tips it and then he dives to sort of make it look better than it was, and it leaves a goal open.
That's because he's forgetting what bet he's had on our results. That
was a joke again. I will say, I said to Nick, at least there's a positive that Inanna's due a mistake in the next game or two. Because he hasn't made one for a couple of games.
That's the last one, so we're on a run. It's only two
this
games.
Season he will get tackles like fucking in his own 6 yard box and someone will score this season.
But he wasn't to black. It's the system, it's the way we play. I mean, like, me and Nick squabbled about, like, he think. I know Delo tries, but Delo is. I don't like Delo. He's way, way off where we. And he keeps looking at his man, and I think, you know, a really good defender knows where the man is that he's got behind him. Do you notice him, like that joke that me and Mark made, where sometimes he watches the ball? Like, you've got to at that level. Well, what is our level?
One of our best form players is, and credit to him, I'm not going to like slag off a player tries, is McTominay, yeah? Top scorer, blah, blah, blah. But McTominay is a player that, like, if you were to poll, I'm not going to, on general consensus, he tries hard, he's a half decent midfielder.
He's okay sometimes.
But he's not at the standard where we think Man United should be. Now, I think we've all got a little bit arrogant because Man United are way off the standard that we all aspire to. But the fact of the matter is, of all the money that's been spent and of all the times we've got, what we're talking about in the last few weeks, take Garnacho aside, who's an exceptional player who we'll probably lose, being pessimistic. The two players we've been talking about is player of the month in the Premier League, Harry Maguire and Scott McTominay. I'd say 70% of Man United fans. I'm not saying people don't, and I like both the players, so that's, I'm not trying to have a pop at them, but most people would say they're not quite the standard we need, and now we're saying they're our most essential players.
Last joke that I said, like, because we got the player of the month, manager of the month, that silverware went to their heads. That's the last joke. I'm fucking fuming. I'm trying to make light of this, I'm really more upset than Brighton, much more than Pat. I feel really gutted because I just wanted to go today and like just enjoy it, and it's like we said Scott McTominay is our leading scorer, that is, and he was out half the season.
He's done well for Scotland.
No, but it's not like I will laugh, but I feel part of me feels like crying, part of me feels like fighting a pigeon. It can't, you look, and this is after Chelsea, they said the goals are coming from, you know, players to save them. Minus goal difference, so few goals. Scott McTominay out half a season, and I feel so angry. I feel fit to burst at how shambolic and shit this is. And it's, you know, and Ten Hag got a long pass. And the chickens are coming home to roost. I don't want him sacked, but I don't want to keep seeing this.
Who do you get?
Tell me where he goes and starts again.
But somewhere along the line, the Ratcliffe, even with the 25% of Baldy Brailsford fucking bicycling club coming in. I mean, like, imagine our shambles. So, Joel, I've got my 25% here. You've got 75%. We don't want to buy Harry Kane. We don't want to buy Mbappe. We don't want to buy... Well, who can we afford then? And we'll be... You know, like, it, as much as we all want them gone, as much as the hope that something's changing. No, this could be a new shit, level of shit show.
Well, Brailsford may come in and think his vitamins, inverted commas, are the answer to everything. Well, our lot could prove the medical science wrong, because fucking hell, you can inject, like, you can have to inject them or something. Come on.
What would I say again? Well, nobody wants to play for us. No one wants to play for us at all.
You've got a choice,
whoever.
Name whatever teams you want. So-and-so,
so-and-so,
and United.
But you can't keep, I don't want it, but you can't keep, we can't keep accepting. Like, today, like, I think,
we pay over the top. We pay over the top for mediocre players.
And we haven't had, it's not like we've had seven shit managers in a row, so I can't, like, it's not. I'm refused to believe every single manager since Fergie has been a shit manager.
You know, we finished second and that's my best ever achievement. And it, but it's, we're in a deja vu of shit. I don't know, there's nothing, anyway. Look, people, thanks to everyone who supported it, was shit. It was utter shit and the rain got me down. But if you can support, please buy the Meg on Tuesday, order or donate a copy, and the mind thing's the most important, and to people who chipped in, and I've done 12,000 steps today, keep on. I feel fit to either cry or punch and hurt myself.
Have a cuddle,
bro. I'm tired.
On a serious note, should thank the people on the Mind campaign, like a bit overwhelmed, but like there was a lot of contributions in the last couple of weeks.
Sorry,
so
Shane, go on, tell about your, to sum up today, last week, you found it a struggle on the bike.
It was a bit struggle in the rain. But today, put that in perspective, because it seemed like I'd cycle along a cliff path in the rain on my own and watch that every week. But
you weren't allowed on a bus replacement?
Well,
service?
That's like, yeah, I had to be a bit careful. Shivering after doing a charity ride, and it's like a job's worth said, you're not allowed to take a bike on the replacement bus. We haven't got, and I'm thinking, Jesus, what? Yeah.
You should have tucked in behind it, Shane, protecting from the wind behind the bus.
You should have had that planned in his mat.
On your road.
But anyway, on a serious note, like a lot of people, like times are not that easy for a lot of people, but the fact that the contributions have been so generous already is much appreciated. So,
and football is immaterial in the big things, but it's so important. That's why we do it, and that's why we get carried away. But I don't know. Keep on, everyone. I don't know. I don't know what comes next. I was thinking doom before today for the next two, and then I can't even think ahead. But I always thought Christmas could be really shite.
I was quite optimistic today. I thought we was gonna.
I thought we'd win 5-0 and then we'd lose the next two, but we can't even do that.
Well, it's only Munich and Liverpool.
Where are you from, mate?
From London. From South Africa originally, so London now.
So, what quick Welcome words on a podcast? What did you make West of today, Coast if you don't mind?
London Euston.
Terrible.
Calling at
disappointing.
Stafford.
What do you put it down to?
He's the expert. What do you think? Come on, Sam. Sam Ossoff.
No, it's just awful.
Just awful, like, yeah. Worst of the season. Awful.
Is it ruined? Just couldn't get it together. Yeah.
Is it ruined your defense trip?
Hey?
Has it ruined your trip up? And
it's made the trip, yeah, a bit of a slog. Feels long, a lot longer going home.
Who's?
An extra hour going home at least.
Yeah.
And what do you think about Ten Hag?
He's not that bad. Yeah, we're good, man.
That's just what makes it.
But what do you put it down to, then?
Do you want to say those lazy players?
You can swear on this one.
Oh, right, them lazy.
Do you want to
scrape
lead? No. You sure? Where are you from?
Cyprus.
Here for the game?
Yeah.
Disappointed, obviously. Who do you blame?
Sorry?
Who do you blame?
The players.
But the manager's there to get the players going, isn't he?
Well, it's down to the players' laziness. If they don't run, then there's nothing the manager can do. But he
doesn't have. Have you come over for this trip?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Fucking hell.
Oh, sorry, mate. Is it sporty, or was it still good seeing the ground?
I guess, yeah.
Sorry, Arthur. Right, cheers, everyone.
Welcome on board.
To the regiment.
Sit down there. I said sit down there. We're going to have the same argument.
Where are you from?
I'm from Vigo.
Vigo. Why
you know right? Celta de Vigo?
Yeah.
Been there. Fuck Celta de Vigo. I'm supporting Deportivo Coruña. That's the real real team.
I saw us play there three times. One of the greatest trips.
Have you been there?
I've been there three times.
In Riazor?
United. To,
absolutely loved it when they had the best team ever.
Man, we beat United at Old Trafford. But, we beat Bayern Munich.
But why United then? Cantona.
He was Cantona.
So we started this conversation by the toilets by me or no lad saying Regulon.
He doesn't care enough.
Who do you like?
Luke Shaw cares. At this point, we are so bad that all what I want is people that care. And Luke Shaw cares.
What did you think this morning when you got up?
I thought we're gonna have fun.
Have you had any fun today?
I thought we're gonna have fun. I came here with my mate. My mate, that you see there, sleeping on the way in, on the way back.
Have you had a good day at all?
No, I had a really good day. Every day at Old Trafford is a good day.
Yeah.
It's just I'm a fan, so I really have good fun.
So the Cantona thing just swung you over. Seeing Cantona.
Yeah.
He was the one.
He was actually the one that cared.
Who do you like in the current squad then?
Sorry?
Who do you like today? Any of them? Luke Shaw.
Who I like? Not me.
Luke Shaw,
very hard. I like him as a captain. I don't like him as a player. I think he's a good captain, not a good player.
And Ten Hag?
We need to get rid of him. Sorry.
Really?
Sorry, we need a coach that actually can take us to the next level.
Who though?
Anyone. Just not him. Not him.
This is ending on the high here.
We broke you. You went to the toilet, skipping in.
I was going to say Pochettino, and they were like, oh, fuck, no, we beat him last week. Fuck, no.
Very good. It's a linguistic
Emery, oh, fuck, no, he's great now. Guardiola, oh, no, he's great now.
Oh, don't get me.
I know, we have enough money to play.
It's very upsetting. We're going to be shit for a while, though.
Yeah. But we are United, so we have to just go with it.
But you mentioned about asking for a refund.
Yes.
Do you reckon you get one? No. All right, take care. Anyway. What's your name?
Thank you. Santiago.
All right, cheers, mate.
Thank you.
All right. So we're coming in for a last bit. Because our South African friends thought they were too negative. How can you be? I don't think you can be too negative. Go on.
I guess that it was an amazing day at Old Trafford. Like, even if we lost,
just try to be mad now.
Very disappointed, clearly. And the train has been a longer trip home than expected.
You're more
because
but
of
do
that.
Do you wake up tomorrow?
But we loved it, and we'll be back.
Do you wake up tomorrow planning?
Yes.
Why? Why?
Because we love it, and I think a day on Trafford is just amazing. It's great, and we'll be back.
So now you've gone full kilter, and you're drinking water as well.
All right,
we need.
I think we have time to process it.
Okay,
we are. He's on the news in the morning. We've been to say, he goes, "Where the fuck is Barney?" He's on Twitter. He's on Instagram.
Right, I am allowed one last thing though.
Yep.
Stevie Cop on the wing.
We ask Stevie Cop on the wing, a lad said.
Just
said
that's the
right.
best player.
Hate of the week.
Hate of the week?
Yeah. Sure.
Amrabat.
No.
He didn't do it right.
Hate of the week. No, do you hate anything in the world?
Yeah, no, he's got a point. Martial.
Amrabat.
No.
Not good enough.
Or Amrabat.
I'll change it to Martial then. Martial's my
favourite.
It can be anything for us.
Can be non-football related. Like
mine. It's still United.
Is it?
Yeah, it's
still
United.
It's
unbelievable. Because the fact that Martial is still paying for us.
No, but you must have. Don't you hate anything about the English culture, the slowness, how we're shit at things? No.
No, I'm still on Marshall. No, don't trick me. Marshall, please.
My hate of the week is, you know, like on trains, you have the toilet that closes, the cubicle. Like, surely, it's like, if you push close on the door, it means you want it to lock. You don't want people to watch you having a piss or a toilet. Some people do. But the thing is, you have to press another lock one. And how many times have people like, why is there a separate door? Why do you just think when it closes, it automatically locks and you have to open it? No, you have to press it. And I've seen too many people open. Why did they design it?
Is that the old leaving the door open? Do you do facial expressions? Do you have a hate of the week that's non-United? Come on.
Train's been cancelled.
Ah, that's
are we allowed to say that?
We'll edit that then.
I still want to say
having to go to the pub in Watford while I wait for my next train.
Right.
No, I still devastating
on Martial. He's back in Martial.
Does anyone think there's redemption in this season? Anyone at all?
For Martial?
No, for the whole team.
Does anyone
like a cup final?
Do you think you're going to get anything out of this season?
I think they
could
surprise us.
Really?
I'm trying to be an optimist.
Surprise? The bloody shocked me to death, though. I might not be here next season.
Well, you beat Wigan.
Got surprised, yeah.
You're in the fourth round.
We're going to be top four. We're going to be top four.
No chance. No.
We're going to be top four. 100%. We're going to be top four.
Where are you finding that?
We're going to be top four.
He's even more optimistic than me.
How? Because we are better than everyone else. Spurs are Spurs. So we have there Arsenal, Liverpool, City, and then it's us. It's going to be disgusting four, but we're going to be four.
I could listen to your accent all night. Thank you. Right, we're better.
Morning, everyone. It's the morning after the night before, and I've just re-listened to what I did last night. I don't know if Ban is going to include this, but as you could tell, I'd had a few beers and I was pissed off. And it was 7 minutes of basically ranting about Unana. I still agree with what I said about, you know, fundamentally it's these sort of decisions that's going to be make or break for the manager, I think. But obviously yesterday wasn't all on the keeper at all. I do think that second one changed the game, and you could argue that was his fault, but just overall, like, I agree. Like, I've just quickly listened to what Nick did in the Pev. This is all going to sound very confusing because it's all being put together for when the final piece gets put out, but I agree with the about Martial starting. Like I said last night, I understand that, you know, they wanted to rest Haaland for the week, but I think it shows it's a damning indictment on the club as a whole that our only other option is the striker that's been disappointing to us for the last almost a decade or however long it is. It's depressing, isn't it? I think, what else? We've just been poor for weeks, haven't we? Like, the fact that we were top of the form table and Ten Hag was winning manager of the month and Maguire was winning player of the month, I don't know. I understand why, because on form we were the best team somehow, but it's felt so bad for a long time, and we've just been scraping these results, and eventually it was going to come back and bite us and it wasn't going to happen again. And as has been the case a lot of the time under Ten Hag, when we lose badly. And is that his fault? Is that the player's fault for the heads going? But it does feel like I've not looked at the stats on this, but we seem to be, if we lose badly by several goals. And it happens quite a lot. And that's not good, is it? Especially, you know, I'm not saying it's understandable when you're losing big to Liverpool or City. It's not. It's horrible. But to do it to Bournemouth at home is not good, is it? But yeah, I don't want to start ranting again. I just wanted to... I'd re-listened to what I said, and it just felt like I was just having a go at one person. And I didn't mean to. Although he's still shit. Right, it's my last day in Vietnam today. I'm going to go and get stuck in some tunnels and try and forget that bollocks. And then I'm off to Cambodia tomorrow. So I'm only halfway through the trip. And my body's already started to give up on me. It's just too warm. Right. Hopefully the next time I speak will be... Oh, my God. It'll be after Liverpool, won't it? Jesus Christ. I might stay down one of them tunnels and not bother coming out. Right. Okay. Glory, glory, Man United. Everything will be all right in the end. See you later. Ta-da.